Good morning. It's 20 minutes to nine. This is Weekend Brekkie. I'm Jess. Hope you're having a great Sunday. Now, today people will gather in Sydney's northern beaches to form a word, and that word is now. The Clean Energy for Eternity group and wider community want to send a message that renewable energy needs to happen now and that a switch needs to happen now, with residents taking to their feet to bring the topic of 100% renewable energy straight to the heart of Tony Abbott's electorate. They hope with the upcoming federal election, politicians will listen up. Now, the Clean Energy for Eternity community group are congregating at North Head Oval today to hopefully create Australia's biggest human sign. We're joined now by Kylie Hitchman. She's a group member from Clean Energy for Eternity. Kylie, good morning. Thanks so much for joining us.
Hi, Jess. How are you going?
I'm well. Now, can you tell us a little bit about Clean Energy for Eternity? What is it that the group do? How did it all get started?
Oh, Clean Energy for Eternity started almost a decade ago. People might remember there was a big sign called Imagine of Human Sign down
yes.
on Tafra Beach in the North Coast. And it was Imagine a Better Future. And after that, there were human signs starting all over the place. 350.org got them happening all around the world. There's been Stop Adani signs on Bondi Beach. But this one we're doing today at 10:30 up at North Head is part of the biggest human sign in Australia, because there's over 100 community groups making words that's all going to join together. In a video.
Oh, wow. So this is part of a bit of a bigger project.
Absolutely, yes.
Okay. Now, there is a plan for the Northern Beaches community then to spell out the word now. Tell us about why this word is significant and what you're bringing attention to today.
Well, the sign is totally going to spell out the word, the message, renewable energy now. Make the switch now, 100% renewables, imagine. This is a message we want to get out before the federal election to the whole community, to Canberra, to make decisions. And we are in the electorate of Warringah here with our member Tony Abbott, being a climate change denier and a pro-coal lobby person. And we 70% and more of our community want a change for climate now. So we're actually representing the community and giving the message out.
So is this directly targeting then your federal member, Tony Abbott?
We'll be targeting our member today, but all the signs will be targeting everybody's politicians and the community. It's just a groundswell of community action right across the country.
Now, you guys have been doing this kind of protest, as you said, for quite a while. It started 10 years ago with your first human sign. What's some of the most difficult and challenging aspects, I'm so curious to know, behind doing something like this? Because it's not just your typical rally and march. It's a little bit more involved, I'd assume, of a process.
Yeah, it's sort of something that everything has to line up at once. The weather, we're very lucky. It's a beautiful sunny day. It's a bit cooler, so people aren't going to be going down the beach. They're going to come to our sign. we're flying a drone over, which is taking the video. We've got it all coordinated. We'll be putting signs up, twirling around in and out. So we have to really get things straight. Yesterday, we marked up the sign in coloured tape on the grass, so everybody has to get there. But the thing is, if we don't have the numbers today, it won't look good. And that's what's a nerve-wracking thing. But a lot of people on social media and Facebook have signed up and emails and said they're all coming. They just have to come, bringing their families, bringing their energy, bringing their hope that this is going to make a difference, because this is a gentle action. But it's also part of, like, tomorrow night, Four Corners is going to do a whole episode on community energy and community action for climate action. And we're going to be part of that as well. Hopefully our video will go viral.
How many people are you hoping will come along this morning?
We're expecting 100. We can actually manage more than 100.
More the merrier.
We need minimum 90 people to make this work. So fingers crossed, everybody who said will come, will come. And if more people today just want to get on their bikes and ride up to North Head, can I actually give you a phone number to ring if it's on the oval. It's behind the barracks. It might be a little hard to find.
Okay. Yeah, no, please. If you're happy to give out a number now on air, then go for it.
Yeah. So where we're doing it at 10:30 today is North Head Oval, but it's not the barracks oval. It's behind that, behind the tennis courts. But if you find it hard, write this number down. It's my number, Kylie, 0417 196 479. Just send me a text or a ring and I'll help you get there if you can't. We're going to have signs. It's up Bluefish Point Road to the car park and then a walk from there. There'll be signs everywhere, but just in case, give me a call.
Follow the energy, follow the vibes. I'm sure everyone will be up there having a great time today.
Yeah.
Well, Kylie, best of luck for today. Can't wait to see the video when it's all done. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Yeah, it goes viral.
Have a lovely day.
Lovely to talk to you. Bye.
Bye.